Shouldn't have to tell people how to behave.
We shouldn't have to tell you how to behave.
We should, but we're going to.
We're going to. There we go. Hi, I'm Dave DeFore.
I'm John Shelp.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer. And we are theater geeks.
Hi, welcome to Theater Geeks, the podcast about community theater and the performing arts. This week's episode is Theater Etiquette.
Backstage.
Actually, Backstage Etiquette 101.
Yes.
Yes.
And okay. Yes. Right. Yes.
Well.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't make me come back there and tell you what to do.
Oh,
backstage etiquette is, you know, it's one of those things that I think people sort of learn by doing. But
yeah,
and to some degree, although having the director yell at you once in a while isn't always a bad thing.
But the director can't yell during a production, and that's when
that's the problem. Yeah,
bad backstage behavior happens.
That's right. What we're talking about is just knowing how to treat each other backstage, as well as some of the things to just kind of avoid and or do and don't do backstage that can affect how the audience perceives the production, such as
talking in the wings.
That's one thing. You cannot talk in the wings. This seems fairly self-evident to most people that are in the theater, but it isn't self-evident to a lot of newcomers.
Right. Well, and it's unfortunately, it's not self-evident to a lot of old timers either.
Oh, really?
No, but the problem is people think if you really whisper that they won't hear you in the audience. Well, that's wrong.
No.
Because they will.
Not if you do a stage whisper. Boy, we got the action going on outside.
Yeah, yeah. This is what happens. Somebody they're coming to take away everybody that was misbehaving backstage.
There you go. I don't know if you can hear that. We have sirens
going on.
But there's actually, aren't there studies about whispering and how a whisper actually carries farther
than
the spoken voice?
Plus the fact people will strain to hear a whisper.
Yeah.
And they won't if you just speak up. Not saying you should speak up. Absolutely not.
No, but because it's not better. But it's a problem because people want to converse or they feel like they need to converse. One of the other problems with conversing backstage, whether it's at a whisper or at full volume, is that you're really taking your fellow actors out of their zone,
right,
so to speak, and yourself. And it's a problem because you really need to be focusing on what you're doing backstage. If you have a really small part, maybe you don't feel that you need to focus that much or that it's, fairly easy for you to go on stage and be in character. But for other people, it's not so easy and they need their space.
You can say a small part. It's not people with small parts that do it. Everybody does it backstage.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, some people who have the lead in a show, the minute they get off the stage, they can't keep their mouth shut.
Right.
And they just start talking. I'm not going to name names. Being quiet in the wing, you're exactly right. There's another reason other than just that you don't want to take people out of the moment, but there are communications that have to take place in the wing, and those communications are priority. And if anything is taking the stage manager, the assistant stage manager, or one of the other actors away from maybe something that needs to be communicated at a certain time, it could either be dangerous or it could delay the show. It could create a light cue problem if the stage manager is calling their light cues also. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons not to talk in the wing.
Right. Yeah, there are.
Yeah, so you just got to be quiet in the wing. It's very hard to teach people that.
Well, mainly it depends on how your building is configured, I guess, because here this is a very small opera house and you're coming up the stairs from the dressing room immediately into the backstage.
Right.
You don't have any buffer room between where you can kind of download, So if you've been talking and jabbering loudly in the dressing room, people don't seem to get the idea that when they hit those stairs, they should shut up.
Yeah.
They continue talking until they get all the way upstairs and it's just ruined.
We even have, I think, a sign that says quiet zone backstage, but I don't think anybody ever does.
They can't read. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
So, but I think that's a really important thing is silence in the wing.
And don't try and break up other people that are on stage when you're standing in the wings waiting to go on. I know several actors who find that a terribly amusing pastime.
I
don't think it's funny.
Well, I thought it was happening during our production of Company, and then I found out it may have been one of the ghosts. So,
oh, John, you can't blame everything on the ghosts.
I do. I blame everything on the ghosts.
Yeah.
I blame
good, 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 good.
Okay. So,
There's other distractions that we have in backstage too, which really don't necessarily come under the heading of etiquette, but can cause problems. And this theater used to have a huge problem with game playing in the dressing room.
Oh,
and it
specifically euchre.
And people would lose.
I don't think they play that anymore, do they?
Oh, we play euchre, but just not in the basement.
Not in the basement. We used to play that. But euchre was like, I swear, it seemed like it was a religion in the dressing room. And people would come downstairs after an entrance and sit down and play euchre. And when it was time, when it was time for them to go on, they'd hand their hand to someone else to finish out the hand. And they'd go upstairs and do. But it was distracting. And it was, to some degree, the cause of missed entrances. And It's really isn't a great idea.
Nope.
You know, and it actually the classic was it got much worse when Trivial Pursuit was invented and became something that people played in the dressing room. And then at that point, games were banned.
Yep. Yeah, we do allow kids now to have if they've got long periods of time, they are allowed to have electronic devices to play on. You know, but for the most part, we try to even avoid that if we can. You know, but
And that is true that iPads and computers and cell phones with content on them are a huge distraction
right now,
and it's almost as though you want to just put them all in a bag, folks, and
we'll
hold on to them for a while.
It'd be nice to just have I always keep thinking we should put a shoe bag on the back of a door.
Yeah.
You know, and when you come in, it's got your name on it. And you just slide your cell phone, turn it off and slide it right into where your name is and just get rid of it altogether because it'll be there when you get back.
Yeah.
But cell phones could be a nightmare. So, and that has become an issue in a backstage, you know, people actually using their cell phones in the wings and texting and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I seem to be using Company, but we updated Company just a little bit and used cell phones instead of regular phones on stage. And so we did have cell phones and they needed to be functional so that the audience could see that the screen was lit when we were talking on it. And other than that, they were supposed to be off, but I know there were people texting backstage. So that's it's kind of like talking in the wing. It's a distraction.
Right. You know? Yeah.
So
what about, don't be backstage or in the wings if you're not needed in the wings.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And this has nothing to do with talking, but it has to do with, especially in a show where there's a lot going on, don't be in the way.
Right.
No, and I find that especially like in a musical, there are certain numbers that are really that the rest of maybe the chorus is not all on for that.
You're right.
And they want to see it. So they will jam themselves into the wings to watch this number. And then nobody can get off.
Right. Right.
Right. Yeah.
And especially in a smaller theater.
It's not that they're noisy, but they just want to see. And so what little wing space there is gone.
Try to do is maybe do the number and let, you know, have a rehearsal where people can watch the other parts of the show.
Well, that's what we do. Yeah. We do that.
Yeah.
But it's really important. One of the things that I teach almost all of the actors and we talk about during almost every production that we do is that when you leave the stage, you leave the stage. You go, you walk into the wing and leave immediately unless you have to turn right back around and come back on, or unless you've offered to help in some capacity. You walk off the stage and walk to the back and get off the stage.
Right.
And I think that's just an important thing for people to do. And then it also you're not tempted to do the talking in the wing and all the other things, you know, that you might do otherwise.
Now, if you are in the wings for good reason, and you need to get out of the way, what's the keyword?
Yeah, we use the word clear here. Yeah. So if somebody needs to get off the stage and get to the other side of the stage quickly, or they have a costume change or something and they need to get back to get their costume change done.
Right.
We've been using the phrase clear, which just pushes, if you hear that, It's to push you against the wall. If you don't have an immediate entrance or something like that, it pushes you against the wall.
Right.
That way there's not, you don't say, excuse me, pardon me, excuse me, clear is it's a single word and it gets people to move against the wall. And I may have learned that from Jerry O'Boyle. I'm not sure. I may have, I don't remember, but it's, but anyway, so just the word clear or some very specific word, every theater could have a different word.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a grunt. But we do that anyway. I don't know.
I don't think so. But yeah, that's a good idea because excuse me. That
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody. Yeah. It's anybody.
And most of the time they don't excuse you. They just stand there.
Right.
Yeah.
So other things I think that are important backstage etiquette is something like making yourself available, especially in musical theater, but in any show. If you don't have an entrance that's coming up and the stage manager has a large changeover on a set and they could use your help, make yourself available.
Right.
I mean, I get bored sitting in the dressing room. I do enjoy talking to people and shooting the breeze down in the green room. But at the same time, I would rather be busy. And so I always say, make yourself available. Mm-hmm. If the stage manager needs you to move on a chair, help move on a chair. If somebody has a costume change and it's obvious that it's not going smoothly, maybe your hands can be the hands that hold the shoes open while they step into it, while somebody else is putting the dress over their head, so that, it becomes a much easier process if you just make yourself available.
Yeah. That's what community theater is about, really.
Well, but I think something like that, you would know in advance of a performance that you were going to be needed to move a piece of furniture or help, because around here anyway, that stuff gets rehearsed just like the actors do, so that it all goes smoothly. So I don't think you'd find anybody last minute saying, oh, you've got to help with
this. I don't think it's necessarily a last minute thing that I'm saying, but we actors start being backstage sometimes 2 to 3 weeks in advance.
I just wanted to make that clear.
Right. So, as soon as, especially, I'm not going to say a lead actor necessarily, although even leads sometimes have time that they might be able to help somebody else or if you're with if it's a leading man with a leading lady and the leading man doesn't have time to get his tie on and get it straight before they walk out on stage, it's her job right before she walks out on stage just to, tighten his tie and make sure that he looks nice.
Sure.
And I would ask the guy to make sure that her dress is pulled out of her hose so that she doesn't walk out on stage with her dress tucked into her, which I have seen happen in shows.
Yeah. Right.
Because nobody, people weren't paying attention backstage. I mean, that's one of, I ask all my actors to, at some point I will say, help protect your other actors.
Yeah.
Would you want to walk out on stage with your zipper down? I'm not saying that we should just be looking at everybody's crotch, but and a lot of actors have this tendency to I always check my zipper before I walk onto the stage. Not every actor does.
Hate to admit it, yes, I've.
So if you notice something like that, or if you notice somebody, the top button on somebody's dress in the back isn't buttoned and it needs to be, or their wig, they put on a wig and the wig is off center, just help them. Just be as helpful as you can be, so that the show looks as good as it can and you look as good as you can.
In community theater, people who are unhelpful get a reputation for being kind of unhelpful too. And it becomes kind of obvious that somebody's not going to be much of an assistance other than just doing their part. And it's not a good reputation to have.
Right. So, but it's just, and is there anything else that we can think of for backstage etiquette?
I don't know. Just be quiet and don't hang around if you're not going to be on stage.
That's
keep
true.
It down. And even when in the dressing room, talk, but if you want to talk, but you have to keep it low.
You really do. And that's, again, because you've got actors in the dressing rooms who are taking time. A lot of times they'll be sitting quiet, preparing for their next scene or something. And anything that might take them out of that is not fair to them or to the production.
This is sort of, it's not exactly on the etiquette topic per se, but when I think that sometimes attitudes backstage, especially on the part of a lead actor comes off stage and something didn't go right and they maybe, blaming themselves and kind of throwing a little hissy fit or blaming someone else, having a little anger attack going off stage, that it really throws everyone else off. And unfortunately, some people just do that and you can't stop them, but it's really bad form.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't come under the heading of being impolite, but it is disruptive. And I think that if you can, you know, if you make a mistake or if someone else makes a mistake, the way to handle it is not by throwing a fit. The way to handle it is, okay, get through it and talk about it afterwards and don't tear up the backs, you know, people waiting to go on with, holy cow, what happened there? Oh my goodness. You know, and suddenly they're going on stage and having to do something and they got in the back of their head that so-and-so is mad as hell. And that's, it's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's really, it's a kind of etiquette, I guess.
It is definitely because that's contagious.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Bad attitudes are contagious.
Yes.
So we've talked about the prima donna syndrome before too, which is kind of like the extreme example there, but that's, you know, it can happen. So anything else? If you follow our rules that we just talked about, you'll be perfect backstage, right?
So,
well, one thing that we didn't say is that your stage manager is
the boss.
The boss. And if they ask you to do something
or move or be quiet,
it's
or
your
whatever.
Responsibility to do that, you know, because they're only looking out for the best interest of the show. Now, we've also talked about bossy stage managers who are pushy and are dictatorial. They like little, they're little dictators backstage. That can happen.
Yeah.
But for the most part, stage managers aren't going to be that way. But if they need something and they need it, they're going to need it and they're going to need it now and try it again to be accommodating to that.
Right.
You know, it's like, I don't know how many times we've been waiting for an actor to come up. Be in place on time. Just because you've been asked to go off and get off the stage, make sure that you're ready for your entrance. Don't get there like way early, but get there so that the stage manager doesn't have to worry or the person that you're acting with doesn't have to worry. I don't know how many times I've had to run either because the stage manager can't find an actor or because the person that I'm supposed to be walking on stage with isn't next to me. And I have to run down to the basement, find them and get them up on the stage. Well, I had plenty of time. No, you had like three lines, you know, you needed to be here. And I don't understand why actors.
Well, and sometimes there are actors that for some reason always make it, but they give everybody else a heart attack beforehand. And it's like, why do you come up 10 seconds? You know, they're ascending the staircase.
Yes.
10 seconds before their line. And they're on time.
I was told not to be on stage any sooner than I need to be. Well, there's a fine line you're walking here. Right.
Yeah. It's kind of tough.
Exactly.
So, anyway, so why don't you be on time and send us your.
Was that a transition?
On time. Nice. That's a terrible transition.
Yeah, that
was
a great one. All right. Yeah. Send us your special rules for theater etiquette. Anything we didn't cover here, send them to John, Dave, or Marcia at theatergeeks.com and we'll get it. We'll pop it into an upcoming episode. Also stop by our store, theatergeeks.com/store I just told you where at. And you'll find hats, cups, mugs, and Marcia's favorite thing, what?
Teddy bears.
Marcia loves the teddy bears.
Teddy bears and coffee cups.
Then the coffee cups, that's right. And the teddy bears love you too, Marcia, by the way. I just want you to know that.
They've been writing
these
letters.
I've been getting emails from the teddy bears. That's right. So
they're all looking for adoptive homes, just so you all know.
That's right.
So you got to help out.
You can find us on iTunes, on Apple TV, Stitcher, On Demand Radio, TuneIn Radio, and a whole bunch of other places, including the Blueberry Network. Subscribe. You won't miss an episode that way, folks. And you'll always be up to date on what's happening in theater geekdom, whatever that means.
And send us some topics. You got any topics
out
there?
Send
us some things to talk about. We'd love to.
It's just specific to your group or your performance space. And, you know, we'll be glad to help out if possible.
Help out if possible or talk about it and get some more conversation going further down the line. That's all from us. I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaup.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer. And we are Theater Geeks.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.
Theater Geeks is a production of the Dufour Creative Network.